Welcome to Two Peas in a Podcast, where two girls sit in a car and talk to random people about random things.
Today's episode on Two Peas in a Podcast is Driving Mania, where your hosts are Leah Gato and Lebby Becker.
Today we'll be interviewing Hunter Simons about all things driving, as well as talking about car hot takes, taking permit tests, and reflecting on our own driving experiences.
Two Peas in a Podcast.
Hey guys, today we have Hunter in the podcast.
Hello.
And we have our my fellow host Leah here.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about car stuff today.
So today we have some questions for Hunter about his driving experiences. So, number one, have you ever failed your driver's test?
I have not failed a driver's test.
Have you taken a driver's test?
I took a driver's test online before being...
That does not count. Have you taken a driver's test?
I've not taken a on-paper driver's test,
That
no.
is not what we mean. I mean, behind the wheel.
Yes, I have taken a...
That's what you meant? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant a written one.
Yeah,
no,
I thought written.
Like, behind the wheel.
No, No, when I was behind the wheel, I did not crash. I did not. No,
so good. Is your permit test different from the driver's test?
Yeah. Yes.
So the driving is like with an instructor, and then the written one is where you have to answer like 100 questions about driving.
Yeah.
And you have to get a 70%.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's crazy.
Or above.
Just for reference, podcast listeners, I'm from Pennsylvania. You took a permit test that had 15 questions, and if you passed it, you could get 3 wrong and pass it. And then you got your permits, and then you could drive on the road.
Was it like, do you go on green, or do you stop? Is that what it
was
like?
Yeah, it was questions
oh
like that.
My.
And it was like, if your turn signals aren't working, what arm signal's going to the left?
No way.
So that was pretty much my permit test, and then I could immediately get on the road. Okay.
No wonder why PA is so bad at driving.
That is like the stereotypical, like you guys in New Jersey are like the stereotypical bad drivers on the Eastern Shore.
Yes, we also do not have to take driver's ed.
Okay, that explains so much.
That's so stupid. We take like 2 weeks worth of it, and it's like a 3-hour session every time.
Yep, I've never taken a driver's ed course. I got my permit, drove for 2 weeks, and then I took my test.
I was so dedicated, I got on a Zoom while dropping my brother off at school.
Oh. Mm.
That's how dedicated I was.
I falsified my 60 hours and got my mom to sign off.
Oh, well,
I falsified my hours. I did maybe 4.
I just never recorded them, but I actually did drive them.
Oh, I did maybe 4 hours of the, what, 60?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, same.
And I did them all because I always drove everywhere.
I didn't do any bad weather driving.
I did
driving.
I did one in the rain, but that's it. But
I learned how to use my windshield wipers 5 minutes before my test.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, I always had my brother drive me, so I never really had to drive.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, so have you ever driven alone on your permit before you got your license?
No.
Wait,
really?
I always drove with my mom.
I have. Okay, in the summer, because I'm born in February, and in Delaware, you get your permit on your 16th birthday, and then you're not allowed to drive till you turn 16 and a half. So my half birthday is in August. And so basically, my parents allowed me to drive in the summer in my neighborhood.
Oh, well, that's okay.
That's
I'm talking
okay.
Like,
so it was just like to like my friend's house in the neighborhood and my cousin's house.
No, I'm talking like in Ocean City. They
oh, no.
Okay. So, are you a different driver when there are passengers in the car versus being alone?
100% different.
Oh my
gosh. What are the differences?
Speed. It's mainly just the speed. Like, when there's someone in the car, I feel like I have to, like, quote-unquote impress them. Like, I'm not gonna, like speed down a highway passing vehicles. I'm not trying to scare them.
He's not a scary driver. Your turns are kind of funny.
When you're alone, how far
I turn one-handed, that's why. I don't turn with two hands.
That's what my brother does.
I turn
terrifying.
One hand with
my brother
with
will
my
really speed up.
My
brother will speed up to go into a turn.
That is not okay.
He was a scary driver.
That is scary. My brother, actually, we'll get into this later. No, but like, what's your go-to like speeding?
Oh, like on a highway?
Or just in general?
113, my average speed's like 65. 90, it's 70. And then anywhere on like, what, coastal highway, it's 5 or 7 over.
Okay, so that's a good segue into this next question. Do you believe speed limits are a suggestion?
Not necessarily. I think they're there to, like, help others. Like, I don't think you're supposed to, like, speed through them. But I'm just saying, follow traffic.
Well, like...
If traffic's going fast, I'll go fast.
That's valid. The thing with, like, speed limits is that everyone knows, like, the universal rule about, like, five over. Yeah. Like, everyone knows that. So, like, speed limits are already disobeyed, like, on a normal basis. Absolutely. Yeah. And so, like... I follow the 7 to 8 over rule. Unless I'm, like, passing someone and someone's, like, literally about to hit me. And then I'll, like, speed up and get over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not passing, like, on a one-lane road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I've never passed on a one-lane.
No. Natalie does it all the time. And I don't... It scares me. It actually scares me.
When you're in the car?
No. Oh. But she'll call me and I'll be like... And she's like, I'm passing this car right now. I'm like, you're on the back roads. How do you do that? Like, it scares me too much.
No, that's terrifying. Okay. So, what geography is your worst nightmare to drive through?
I haven't had it happen to me, but snow. I don't want to ever drive in snow.
Yeah.
You have experience, probably.
I do have experience.
No, I kid you not. In one time, we were down here, where it was, like, a slushy snow, so it wasn't, like, sticky or anything. Like, yeah, my mom went through an intersection. We did a full 360.
Yes.
I stared at the car, the front of the car behind us. And then she just caught it like Tokyo Drift and kept driving. No one said a word.
Was she in, like, her small Porsche?
No, she was in the Mercedes SUV.
Oh.
Yeah, so Pennsylvania, we get a lot of snow, obviously.
Do you guys have chains when it gets snowy?
Chains?
On your tires?
No, we do not. We have, our municipal buildings have plows, and they put salt down the night before it's supposed to snow. And even if they don't think it's going to snow a lot, if we get, like, an inch, or calling for an inch, they will put down salt on the roads to make sure that no one, obviously, crashes and dies if it does snow and the ice is over. And then plows go through all of the streets, plow stuff, which, if you're the corner house, really sucks, because we were always the corner house, and you got so much snow on your yard. It was ridiculous. But as I was saying, snow gets really scary. As someone that went to a school where there were a lot of new drivers and the parking lot was already bad, like, it was pothole-y and stuff, the potholes would fill with ice, and then the entire parking lot, they wouldn't actually plow that specific parking lot for whatever reason. And ironically, it was next to an ice rink. The entire thing
That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah, actually. The entire thing was next to an ice rink. But the entire thing would freeze over, and I would watch people slide around in that parking lot.
It's time for Permit Mania, where we go through questions on the Maryland Permit Test.
Now it's time for Permit Mania. We have a couple questions from the Maryland Permit Test for you. We want to see if you would pass right now. I don't care if you're Delaware resident. Today you are from Maryland.
You live in Maryland, though, so you should know these anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so number one, when following a truck at night, you should always A, turn off your headlights, B, dim your headlights, C, use your emergency lights, or D, use your bright lights.
Okay, by bright lights, you mean like you're like... Yeah, no. Okay.
It's straight obviously, for the permit test.
You wouldn't turn off your headlights because obviously it's dark out. Mm-hmm. And then why would you use your, like, high beams? Because then you're just going to blind the driver in front of you.
Yep.
And emergency lights are only used for emergency, like, hazards.
Okay, but also...
So the answer is B. You just dim your lights. That correct. Is respectful.
But dim your lights? I didn't even know you could dim your lights. What do you mean by dim your lights? Just turn off the brights?
Yeah, just turn off
the brights. Yeah, if you have your high beams on.
Yeah. That's just common sense.
Like, yeah.
That's just, like, common courtesy, too.
I've seen people not do it.
I know. Everyone doesn't. It's so mean. Anyway.
Okay. Number two. The stopping distance of a car is equal to A, the sum of its reaction distance, B, its braking distance, C, the sum of its braking distance and following distance, or D, the sum of its reaction distance and braking distance.
That is hard. What is that question?
Okay, obviously not following distance. It's got to be the reaction plus the braking distance, so it's D.
That's correct. Okay, that is... Okay.
That's good.
That makes the most sense.
Because, like, I always argue that people over the age of like 65 should take a 2-year test, like a biannual test.
I don't, like, my grandfather, who's 85, is still allowed to drive, and he drives with like a 1 foot on the brake and 1 foot on the gas.
That's scary. No, like, what I'm saying really is they need to have like a reaction test. They need to have like a hearing test, because like obviously
my grandma would fail. She cannot hear.
Oh yeah,
she cannot.
And they need to have like a vision test because some of them cannot see.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of true.
Okay, number 3. If your blinkers stop working, what hit signals should you use for a left turn?
A left turn, you just stick your left arm directly out the driver's side window.
For a left turn, yes. Okay, for a right turn,
you have it at a 90-degree angle, so your hand is facing the sky. That's the same as biking. Solid.
Yeah, some people don't know that, though.
People that bike with their right hand going out, I'm like, no, it's right and left.
But at the same, like, I get it. Like, for driving, you can't, like, reach across the car and, like, stick your arm. But, like, I get it. Like, I feel like for biking, like,
it doesn't matter
because you can do it either way. You know what I'm saying?
But I just like to do it the driving way so that I remember it, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
Do you think bikers should be allowed on the road?
I think that the U.S. should have more bike lanes.
I think so, too, because, like, specifically in, like, the cities and stuff, like, the amount of people that get hit from biking it's crazy. New York, there was no bike lane there. It's like crazy. But bikers should not be allowed to bike on back roads.
No, especially when there's no shoulder and you can't see them.
I don't blame them because there's nowhere else for them to bike.
I guess
I feel like I would want them to drive somewhere where it's safe.
I would rather them go to Coastal Highway.
That still scares me because the bike lane is actually closer than the walk lane for Coastal Highway. And if they fall over, you're just going to run over them.
People that ride their bikes on the street aren't amateurs.
I've seen plenty of amateurs on the street. I saw one guy literally swaying back and forth.
Yeah, and I like just start I just start shifting over to the edge of the lane because I don't want to get close to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was an old man, and he was on like one of those tourist bikes with like the banana seats. Yeah, not even a tandem. It was just like a single bike. He was like wobbling back and forth. I thought he was gonna fall.
Like a straight cruising bike?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Alrighty, guys.
Okay, so next up on Permit Mania, which of the following statements is true? 1, plowed roads never refreeze at night. 2, 4-wheel drive vehicles never slide on ice or snow.
3,
ramps and bridges freeze first before highways and roads. Or 4, none of the above.
Well, who in their right mind would trust a 4-wheel vehicle slide? Like, obviously it's going to slide. And then a plowed road doesn't mean it can't just refreeze. Like, it's going to refreeze. So the correct answer is ramps and bridges freeze first.
Yeah, because they have the airflow from underneath and above. So they get colder, whereas with the ground, it's warmer down there.
Yeah, it is. And they also have those signs on bridges.
Like, specifically, like, the Indian River Bridge. And then, like, I go over so many bridges because I go over, like, the Rehoboth-Lewis Canal Bridge and the Indian River Bridge and then the 90 Bridge. That's scary.
That is
scary. Just stop taking bridges.
Oh, like, I have a choice. Like, I have to take at least 2 of them.
I hate bridges. And, like, the Bay Bridge scares me.
Now it is time to learn about our driving pet peeves and scariest driving stories.
So, we're leaving behind Permit Mania.
Did I pass?
You did pass.
You did pass.
Let's go.
We also only asked, like, 4 or 5 questions, so.
So you'd have, like, 95 more to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then PA about 10 more to go. Okay, so we're going to ask some more questions for you. What is the scariest thing that's ever happened to you while driving?
When, I already said it, my mom did the 360.
No, well, you were behind
the wheel. Oh, while I was behind the wheel? I've never had a bad experience behind the wheel.
What?
Yeah. I'm lucky.
Gosh.
But I mean, like, the only bad experience I've had is when I had to slam on my brakes on 90 and turn into the dirt.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Because 4 cars in front of me just stopped out of nowhere.
That's not that uncommon.
No, but, like, going onto the dirt on 90 is, like, almost hitting a tree.
True.
I almost hit the ditch, but
same. That's also pretty bad, too.
But I mean, like, I'm trying to think 3 cars in front of me did the same thing. Like, well, the car in front of the car in front of me turned out to the right. The car in front of that went into the gravel. And the car in front of me went into the gravel. So I went opposite.
Because people in the People in Ocean City drive like maniacs.
Yes, they do.
They're not as bad as some other places.
And 113's pretty bad. And Rehoboth in the summer is awful.
No, Dewey in the summer is the
worst.
Well,
Dewey is, but not, like, because you're not going as fast, though. You're just in stop-and-go traffic.
195 in Maryland is the worst for me. Baltimore.
Baltimore is crazy.
That's crazy.
My parents used to drive that, like, weekly.
Baltimore and Philly drivers cannot drive.
Yeah, four lanes of traffic swerving around you.
It's so scary. Do you have one?
I wasn't behind the wheel, but we were on the way to school, and my mom was driving. And the highway by my house in PA is actually really dangerous. And the on-ramps are also a combination of an off-ramp, and they're already too short to be one or the other. And a lady was coming off of an on-ramp, and she wasn't paying attention. She was on her phone, and she started kind of shifting too quickly into our lane, and we were in the inside lane, like, passing lane, and she starts swerving into our lane, so my mom had to honk at her before she took off our front end.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm not gonna put someone under the bus in our class. You know what I'm talking about. But, my brother, when he was learning to drive, he was still on his permit. And obviously, we live on the Eastern Shore, where it's flat. There's no hills here. There's no mountains here. And so we were up in Maine, and it's like my brother's first time driving with hills and stuff. So we're coming down a hill, and our turn is at the bottom of the hill, and the speed limit is like 55.
Yeah.
And so he's like, he just keeps accelerating, and he keeps accelerating, and he keeps accelerating, and he starts to turn, and the whole car goes on the two wheels of the car, and I'm on like the driver's side, and it's like the passenger side wheels are on the ground, and the driver's side is up on the off the ground. So I just grab onto the side of the car, and I lean the opposite direction, and my parents are screaming. It was so terrifying.
Yeah.
But like, I don't blame them, because like, I mean, it's common sense, but at the same time, we just don't have that around here.
Yeah, hill driving is a very different experience, because it's very hilly back mm-hmm. home.
Yeah.
And learning to drive on hills in the beginning, like, since I grew up with hills, it's not as bad, because I'm used to it. I've driven in the car with people, new, experienced, you know.
Yeah.
Coming here is very easy compared to.
Oh, my drive is just straight, like, the whole yeah. time. There's yeah. no hill. The biggest hill is Indian River Bridge. That's the biggest hill I got.
I have a bad story where I'm not in the car, but it's my brother driving. So
the one that totaled the car, or the one that is okay.
I mean, they both totaled a car.
Oh no.
So my oldest brother, he was asked by a professor to drive this guy to BWI. And so he was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it, whatever, because he didn't have school the next day. But he was really tired, so he dropped this guy off at BWI. And we live an hour away from BWI, and we have to take, like, I-95, which is major highway, four-lane traffic, mm-hmm. you know, really bad. And he, on the way back, falls asleep in the middle, like, passing lane. And, yeah, so he's, like, riding the guardrail, and his car is, like going up against the guardrail. And so, I don't know how, but he wakes up somehow before the guardrail runs out, because, like, literally less than a mile up the road, the guardrail turns into just a patch of grass.
Oh.
And then he would have been going into opposing traffic. So.
He got really lucky.
He got really lucky.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
No.
I don't think I'd be driving for a while.
No, that is, like, terrifying. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So, this is actually the scariest thing that ever happened to me. I went to a leadership conference in the summer going into my junior year. And so, I was on my permit. I haven't been able to drive by myself yet. This was in June. And I was driving home. And I was so tired, because we'd stay up till like 1 or 2 in the morning, and we'd wake up at 6 mm-hmm. for like 3 consecutive days. And so I was driving home because I was really excited because I wanted to drive, and I hadn't driven in a couple days. And I made it over the Indian River Bridge, and I came down, and all of a sudden I was out. I fell asleep driving, but there was no one around me, and I hit the bumpers on the side of mm-hmm.
the
warning strip on the side of the, and I woke up and I was like, and that was the scariest thing that's ever happened to me, because it's the most terrifying feeling, like, ever, like, to do that.
Yeah.
And I just kept driving. But my mom,
like, no. Your mom didn't say
anything? My mom didn't notice.
She was in the car with you? And
my parents were in the car. They didn't notice. They just thought that I hit it on accident.
You never have told them?
I think I did tell them. But she's fine.
That's crazy.
Oh, she was fine with it.
Well, no, she was like, well, that's not good, but, like, we're fine. So just, like, don't do that again. You know. But it was a very scary moment.
That's crazy.
Just don't try to kill us again, yeah?
Yeah, it was scary. But that's why, like, I don't know. Last year, I resorted to a lot of coffee. Hence the coffee.
Yeah, you gotta stay awake.
No, I got to. But then I just call people.
Yeah, that works.
I call people and I play music and I put the windows down.
I sing. If I don't sing, I can't focus.
I start singing too.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
I zone out.
What are your biggest driving pet peeves?
Oh.
People that ride the bumper of the car in front of them.
Tailgaters?
Yeah.
Tailgaters.
I literally had one like 2 days ago on 90. I was like, dude, why are you like. And then after I like turned off of 90, he sped up to the car in front of me and was doing the same thing. I'm like, it's a one-way road. Just sit behind the car in front of you.
I just hate when you finally get up to a car who's in front of you and you're going faster and it's a two-lane road. And so you get into the faster lane, go around them and get in front of you. And then they get mad at you and then they go around you and then they stop and slam their brakes on.
That is actually the worst.
It's so infuriating.
When people try to pass you, but they don't actually go faster than you, so they just match your speed, and then they get pissed off at you.
I hate it when people pass you on a one-lane, like, you know, head-on road.
Yeah.
And there's cars about to come, and they weren't going to make it, and so you slam your brakes on so they can get over in time.
Oh, I wouldn't. I'm petty enough where I would.
No, I don't want people to die.
Wow.
No, I wouldn't chicken them out. They would have to chicken out. They would have to slam on their brakes and slip in behind.
No, I'm the chicken.
I am the chicken. I don't want people dying.
I'm a defensive driver, not an aggressive
driver. Yeah, that's how I am. I try not to get mad.
I grew up with a PA and a Jersey parent.
Oh.
So I have two aggressive drivers in the family.
I have two PA
I was literally just, like, driving in our neighborhood, and some guy was, like, waiting to back out. My dad's like, why do you not have your hand on the horn? Like, you have to honk at him because he don't know if you're anything. I was like, I was slowing down, 1, 2, I could see his brake lights, and 3, I had an exit plan. Why would I need to honk at him?
I have never honked at a driver.
I've honked at friends, I've never honked at someone I didn't
know. Well, yeah, but that doesn't count.
I think I honked at someone once, because when I was learning how to drive, this guy, I was trying to turn into my neighborhood, but it was a light and it was a left turn, and the opposing traffic coming down was coming around a bend, and then it was a hill, so you couldn't see them until they were, like, right on top of you. And I didn't want to get hit because I wasn't comfortable yet with making that turn. And there were two people behind me. So the guy directly behind me is, like, honking his horn at me because I'm waiting too long, apparently. And keep in mind, I do not have a turn signal. I just have the yield on green. And this guy literally swerves around me as a car is coming down the hill and then almost gets hit, but I honked at him. I did honk.
I mean, that's kind of fair, honestly. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
And then he was, like, giving me the middle finger. I was like, well, you almost just died, not me. So, that's your problem.
Now it is time for some interesting car hot takes.
Oh, we have some great hot takes for you.
Oh.
Driving below the speed limit is worse than speeding.
1,000%.
I think so, too.
That's not a hot take. That's just fact.
But, like, okay, I feel like it depends on the situation.
Okay, no, it's worse in residentials. If someone's going 15 in a 25 in a residential zone, I'm actually gonna, like,
well, yours is, like, you're driving and get to your house takes, like, 15 minutes.
It takes 7 minutes to get from point A to point B just in our neighborhood. You can drive for 20 minutes in my neighborhood and still be in my neighborhood.
It's so stupid.
That's wild. I can just say I am the person that drives speed limit.
Dude, please just go five over. I know your mom, like, doesn't want you to, but please just go five over.
I don't
over.
Mind if it's speed limit. If you're 5 to 10 under, get your mind right.
I agree.
I will do, like, it sometimes.
Speed limit doesn't bother
You'll
me.
You'll purposely go
too
5 to 10 under?
Sometimes no. Like, my car, the problem is it'll slow down really fast compared to how fast it speeds up. So sometimes I kind of over brake.
This is unrelated, and then it slows down. Are you guys a cruise control driver or not?
Yes, 100%.
I do not have cruise control, so no.
Wait, really?
No, my car is from, I think, like 2013, so I don't have a backup camera. I don't have
cruise control. Well, yeah, but cruise control is like a standard thing.
Nope.
No, in cars
it was like one in the 90s. It's a thing in the 90s.
I don't have it.
Yeah, but like cars, some manufacturers just never put it in.
What type of car is it?
Subaru Impreza. So it's a little
That's so weird, because Subaru, you don't have like buttons up here.
It might.
Because my brother's car is a Subaru 2011, and it has the button up here. Up here.
I don't, honestly, I have to
check. On like the right side of
the steering
wheel.
It's always had cruise control. She just never knew.
I mean, I wouldn't use it anyways. I like being in complete control of my car. Like, in a way, I'm a control freak with things that are related to me specifically. But okay. Yeah, so I'm a control freak in things that, like, actually relate to me specifically. So if I can't be in control of what happens to me, I don't like it. And a lot of times, I don't like being a passenger in a car.
I'm never a passenger. It's really weird when I'm a passenger with friends.
I'm always a passenger.
I
love driving friends because it's so easy for me.
I bounce between.
I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of the universal driver in the friend group, me and Dylan.
Yeah, you guys are. Absolutely.
No, but I'm saying when I'm with friends outside of school, I'm the driver.
Probably. I mean, if I'm not there, probably.
No, when I'm with like soccer friends,
yeah,
I'm the driver.
Probably, yeah. I'd assume. All right, do we have any others?
Okay. This one's not really a hot take, but I just want to get your opinion on it. Out-of-state drivers need to leave.
Yes.
Well, yeah, get out the car.
Don't even. Like, I want an entire road just for local people. Like, or
like an
a road.
Lane, an HOV lane for
yes,
locals.
Or a road just for all the tourists so they can get stuck in all the traffic and we can go the actual way that we should be going.
I need an HOV for either direction.
What
I don't
is
care.
That?
I don't know what
like
an HOV
is. Like, if you have, like, two or more people in a car, and you're on, like, a major highway...
Are you talking
just, like,
about the passenger lane?
Oh, so, like, a
carpool
lane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Reno?
But, like, not a carpool lane, but, like, yeah.
I need to take this off.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
A reserved lane in which people can, like...
So all I can say is I don't believe I'm an out-of-state driver.
You are.
I don't believe
you're
it.
Not
they
from
said
there.
I'm an out-of-state driver.
What, here?
No, but you're from Eastern Shore, so it doesn't count.
Anyone who's from... Anyone who's from the Eastern Shore, that's... I just count the Eastern Shore as one thing. Okay, but personally, I believe that tourists need to get out of here quickly as possible. Because I don't like tourist drivers, because they're all bad.
I disagree with the fact that tourists are bad. I agree with the fact that they take up a lot of space on the roads, but they're good for the local economy.
Okay, yes, but we're talking in driving terms right now.
Okay, but like... Logically,
I think that they're good for
tourists.
The economy and for the like what Eastern Shore, but
which state has the worst drivers for
you
tourists?
Guys?
Tourists,
you guys are New Jersey,
Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
No, South Jersey's okay, it's North Jersey,
but that it there's not a South Jersey license plate versus
know,
a North Jersey license plate.
But there are some Jersey drivers where you can just tell.
How can you tell?
Yeah, you can't tell.
Why?
So, did you like pull up next to me and go, what part of Jersey are you from?
No, trying to listen
tell.
To their accents?
You like, can tell, because if they're some more Italian, then they're Northern Jersey.
Okay, let's move on.
Should you get honked at if you don't turn right on red, when there's not a sign that says no turn on red?
Okay, give me a circumstance, because this depends.
I don't know, like, you're at an intersection, and there's someone sitting in the right turn lane. They have a line of cars behind them, and there are people... opposing traffic coming across, not opposing traffic, but coming across, so they'd be turning into that traffic.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying
but
if, there,
like
if there is a break in that
yeah,
constant
if there's a break
flow,
in that constant
yes,
flow,
they should go.
But if they don't go, because they're not comfortable and they're waiting for the thing, would you honk at them?
If they don't have a bumper sticker that says student driver, yes.
I just don't honk on people because it scares me.
Honking at people scares me too. I feel like someone's going to get out of the car and stab me.
Yeah.
Before I honk, I look at the rear view mirror from back behind.
That's smart.
And figure out if it's a man or if it's, like, an elderly dude or, like, I don't honk at, like, middle-aged people.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Usually it's the middle-aged men that are
scary. You gotta look out for some scary people.
Yeah. I don't honk at those people, but, like, I'll honk at teenagers. Like, if I see a teen driver, I'll just honk like crazy. I don't care.
I just don't honk.
I don't honk.
It scares me
to I've honked maybe, like, 4 times, so I'm not saying, like, I honk like crazy.
Honking scares me.
It scares me so much, because I hate it when I get honked at.
Yeah.
I got honked at.
I feel like honking can create, like, a problem where if someone gets caught off guard by a honk,
and they
can
get
actually
nervous.
Yeah, they can actually crash the car or something. Yeah.
That's why I don't like doing it.
Because I think it would catch me so off guard that I would actually swerve or something, even when
you
I don't
could.
Have to.
Okay, would you rather hit an animal, or would you swerve out of the way into a ditch to avoid the
animal? It depends on how big that animal
is. Okay, obviously not a moose. I'm talking like a squirrel or a skunk.
Oh, hit the animal.
That animal is dying.
Thank you.
I
know someone
that
would literally
swerve
out of her way to save an animal.
If I could swerve to not hit a skunk, I would.
Nope, I would hit that skunk. I don't care.
If there was no car coming,
oh,
I would go
different.
Around
yeah,
it.
Then I would do it.
Because
talking,
I don't
I'm
want
talking,
my car smelling like a skunk.
You're on 90. You have no other way, and the animal
okay,
sprints
well,
across.
You just have to go. Like, you're not, I'm not going to slam, because then if I slam my brakes on, I'm about to get, like, rear-ended.
Also, if you see a deer on the side of the road, do you slow down if there's no one behind
yes.
you?
Yes.
I do.
I
yes,
slow down deer
absolutely.
Every time.
There's a lot of deer back home and a lot of wooded areas, especially in the majorly wooded areas at nighttime. It's so dark. You
my
can't
neighborhood.
See anything. You drive really
our
slow.
Our neighborhood, there's 2 families of deer.
But you know what I learned from the Izzy Huber? When there's a deer, honk at it. It'll start running away.
Or it'll run into your path.
Yeah, but if you're slow enough, just honk at it and
it'll
run away.
Yeah, it'll run out of...
Okay, well, anyway, I think this has been a good podcast.
This has.
Thanks for being on the show, Hunter.
Yeah, anytime.
And thank you so much for listening in on Two Peas in a Podcast.
Yeah, see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Two Peas in a Podcast with Leah and Levy. We hope you learned more facts about driving and new insights by our guest, Hunter.
Make sure to tune in next time for more random questions with random people.